Welcome to Friday the 13th.
Oh, I get it immediately.
It is Friday.
It is.
It's finally here.
The 13th.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning and Static Radio. I'm stoked for today. We've got a jam-packed show of goodies.
That's right.
We've got at least two people coming in to hang out with us.
At least.
And music.
Lots of music. It's our boss's birthday today.
It is. Phoenix's birthday.
Yeah.
July 13th.
See, we should call him and see how he feels about that.
It's a good week of birthdays.
He'll probably give us a load of history.
Yeah, I like this. You know why?
Why?
Because mine's on Monday.
But that's not this week.
I hope you have something special planned for me.
Of course I do.
Okay.
Of course I do.
Because my birthday's Monday.
I know.
Okay. Just saying.
I haven't thought about it.
What?
I mean, I've totally thought about it. I've totally thought about it and talked about it.
You're my partner, bro.
Everyone in the office.
You're supposed to have my back. Mondays, our DJ meeting, we're already all going to be together in the same room. You haven't thought to turn it into a surprise party for me?
I see that you have thought about it. Why don't you turn it into your own surprise party?
Of course I've thought about it. It's my birthday.
Is anyone going to do anything for me?
I can't throw my own birthday, Mitch.
I think you could. Just the thing.
You're supposed to throw me a surprise birthday
I'm not
party.
Encouraging you to get older.
Did you invite all the listeners to give me presents? I don't want them at my party.
Of course I did.
Let's be clear. I don't want them at my party. I just want them to give me things.
Okay. Drop off your things here after 3, because that's when he won't be here.
I am obviously totally mostly joking.
Good.
Okay. Totally mostly.
But yeah, I've totally thought about your birthday and the party I'm going to throw for you maybe on Monday.
Good. Because it's my birthday, and since I have to work and my wife can't throw me a party because my birthday falls on a Monday, it's up to you.
Throw you a party on Sunday?
No. Whoa. You're one of those, huh?
Well,
you can't,
have you never done that for your kids?
You can't celebrate. Yes, and they're always thrown off. So today's my birthday? Well, no. We're celebrating your birthday because today's your party day. But we still know that your birthday falls on the same date that it does every year because that never changes.
You know what happened when I was little and my birthdays were on the weekdays and on the weekends?
What?
I just didn't have a birthday party.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Never.
My mom would throw like a party on a Tuesday. She really would.
Really?
Yeah, and 3 people would be there. That was mostly my fault, though.
But your birthday, because you were born in the summer.
Well, that's your fault. I was always weirded out. Okay, so your birthday is Monday the 16th, so we're going to have the party on Saturday the 14th. Whoa, what? But my birthday is the 16th. No, I know, but...
But I'm not really six.
So that everyone can... But I'm still only 15 years and... 363 days old. I need
two more days
on my birthday.
I don't deserve this party just yet.
I don't understand. I was that guy. And so because of that, didn't matter if it was a Thursday or a Monday, the party was on my birthday. Because I was confused. I still am.
So do your kids understand? Or are they just as confused right now?
No, they get it, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But I guess, okay, fine.
It just turns into a birthday week for them.
Huh? See, I go for the birthday month.
Yeah, so does my wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually we're broke, so.
What's funny is that it's my birthday year right now. And so I'm pretty sure you've missed out every day so far.
Isn't every year a birthday year?
Every
year just be a birthday year? Yeah.
See, for my birthday, everybody's just getting back on their feet because it's right after Christmas. And
when's your birthday? February 8th.
Good job. You'll never forget.
I'll never forget now. Thank you, NSYNC. If you don't have no idea what we're talking about, you have to go to mystaticradio.com. Grab the podcast of yesterday's show.
Yeah, we definitely learned a lot about you, especially about Steve-O.
Yeah. It was a doozy of a show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Check out the podcast.
It's Friday. It's finally here.
Oh, it feels so nice.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted right now, but I'm excited to be here.
Me too. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the show, Steve-O and Mitch.
We are here.
And it is Friday the 13th.
I like the Ghostbusters music better.
This is the Haunted Mansion music from Disneyland.
I liked the Ghostbusters music better. It doesn't change my opinion. Oh, wait. Haunted Mansion music? I'm so sorry. This is my favorite music. I like this one better. Never mind everything I just said.
You don't have to patronize me, bro. It's cool. Man.
Okay.
Man,
bro.
It's going to be a good Friday. I'm very excited.
Yeah?
I'm very excited.
Is it because it's Friday the 13th?
Maybe. Partially because it's Friday the 13th. Partially because it's our dear friend Phoenix's birthday.
It's Brian's birthday. It's
his birthday. He's 27.
Always.
Times two. No, I don't know how old he is.
I don't know. How old could he be?
29.
Okay.
33.
No.
34.
He has a kid like a few years younger than me.
Oh. 26?
19. So 19 plus like 24.
Oh, because 24 is when you have kids.
Well, I'm 24, so.
So obviously not. Right, Mitch?
I guess you're right.
Dude, I want to talk about something.
Okay.
My day started very interesting. I jumped in the car and I was headed here and I was listening to... I listened to different radio. I know.
No. Mm-mm.
I know.
Leave.
That almost sounded like I needed to do the like... Is that bad?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
I can't believe you would do such a thing.
Our friends Buck and Dex, they always do something called Cheater's Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Right? And usually it's they're trying to bust somebody who's cheating,
mm-hmm.
right? And 9 times out of 10, it's the case. And I was listening this morning, and it actually wasn't the case.
Ooh.
Well, that's debatable. But anyways, it got into the idea of texting and email and all this. And I remember this story. And so I'm going to share this with you. Because we're married.
Yes.
I mean... We're both married separately.
Yes.
It's like the Civil War is the band.
Yeah.
It's awful.
We have to constantly tell everyone that, yes, we're married, not to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the Civil War is, it's two people.
Right.
And they're always together.
But they're
Look, it's us at the White House.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's us everywhere. Because they're in a band together.
Yes.
But they're not married.
Right.
But in all the pictures, it's like they look married.
They look married. And so in your mind, they're married, but they're not.
So I got to ask you, because I was reading this article... And there's this woman, Samantha Brick, who is a little, well, I don't know. You be the judge.
Okay.
She says, as far as I'm concerned, my husband's emails, voicemails, and texts aren't his business. They're mine, too. Which is understandable in a marriage. Two become one.
Well, yeah.
Right? My wife has access to all my stuff. You know, she has my passwords and all that. And she can... check it anytime she wants, but it's not that.
Right.
She actually makes sure that she reads every text, she listens to voicemails, she checks his email every single day, and she doesn't mind that she does it. She says, "Now, while you might be appalled, she says, let me say, I'd never consider my actions as spying or the desperate efforts of a paranoid wife. In fact, I consider it to be protecting my marriage. It's not that I don't trust my husband. I do. I just don't trust other women."
Mm-hmm.
So she goes through every text, every email, every voicemail, everything he gets every day. Normal?
No, she said. No, it's not normal.
Here, I'll give you the rest of the story because you're the one that showed it to me, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Why?
Well, she said that it's not that she's spying or paranoid.
Right.
But later on in the whole article, she says that she has to check it and just to make sure that it's not a girl, because it puts her mind at ease.
Hmm.
And.
But if it's something that would put my wife at ease, I mean.
Well, of course.
My wife has access to everything, and if she was ever like, dude, I don't know, then check everything.
Well, yeah. But
But this is a daily routine for her.
She says, yeah, here's a
she
quote from
up,
her.
She wakes up, makes some coffee.
Here's a quote from her. She's, lately they've been spending increasing amounts of time apart. So she says when they are together, she says, well, I trust my husband and he has no objection to my scouring of communications. It still doesn't stop me from checking his phone on my return. Her husband isn't the most technologically savvy person. And so in the time it takes for him to make a cup of tea, she says, I'll whiz through the call history on his mobile phone. So she says if there aren't any numbers that she doesn't recognize, she says I'll do what any sane woman would do. I'll ring up and check exactly who it is.
Wait, what? She'll call that number
to make sure that it's not another woman.
So then you're explaining to your friends, you're like, hey buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, who's that? Oh, Mike. Yeah, Mike the dude. Right.
Him. Yeah.
So it's. The question is this normal? 505-338-3700. According to this article, she'll check his email, she'll check his call history, she'll check every text, and it's not whenever she has a bad feeling, it's every 3 minutes. Like, this is her gig. This is her job.
Thing. And she says, just as I check up on him, my email account is on his computer, and I've written down all my passwords and security codes for him, too.
I wonder if he checks it regularly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he has time.
But she said he's not technologically savvy.
Right, that's true.
So, I think it's lame. I, too, have all of my husband's passwords.
Right.
He has mine. I have a password on my phone. I don't have a Facebook, but...
Right, I don't either.
Like, I don't do that. But he has a Facebook, and I do go on his to talk to my mom.
Nice.
So...
Nice.
You know, it's one
That's
of those
funny.
Things.
That's usually what happens with me is somebody will do something on Facebook and they're like, dude, you got to see this.
So you have to go on your...
Have Chrissy go check it on Facebook.
Right.
So then I'll have to... Yeah. Yeah.
So is this okay? I mean, I read this article and I was like angered.
Really?
Yeah.
A little creeped out?
I was
As
mad.
You're the wife.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have all of Kelly's stuff, but... You don't make it a daily routine
no.
to go through his phone?
I don't go through his phone. I don't read his text messages. I don't listen to his voicemails. I don't go through his emails at work. I mean, they should be mostly for work, but I know that he also has friends who work here.
Right.
So, I don't do that.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know, man. I'm split, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
I, like I said, Chrissy has all my information, and... Part of me is like, yeah, no, that's kind of weird. It's kind of out of left field. But at the same time, she said some things that were like, okay, she's not stalking. She's not psycho. She's not spying. Well, she's protecting her marriage.
She's a writer. This woman, she writes a lot. And she writes a yeah. lot of articles that are super annoying to me. Like, she previously wrote...
That doesn't mean she's wrong with everything in life.
To me, it does. No, I'm just kidding. No... She writes articles that are going to make other people mad purposely, but she's really good at what she does,
right.
And she makes people mad, but she also is really good at justifying herself.
So you think maybe this is crazy and weird, but because of the way it's written and justifying it, she's made me a believer?
Yeah, exactly.
In Snoopy emailers?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, okay, another thing. She says most are work emails when she's checking his emails, but if it's personal, I'll print it off and ask him who the person is.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't seem weird to me. I mean, it does, but it doesn't, because I get that. It's like you're protecting your marriage. I wouldn't do that because I trust my wife.
Right.
And I would trust my wife that if there was some dude emailing her, that she'd say, hey, this dude emailed me. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Right. So this,
so it's a little
you're on the
uncomfortable
fence.
Because you're constantly like, do you trust? Oh, no, I totally trust you. It's just other people I don't trust.
Yeah.
But what does it matter, the other people? If you trust me, then you know that. So I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Are you going to post that
yeah.
on Facebook?
Yeah, I will.
Woman, basically... I don't know how long they've been married, but she's made it her job to go through her husband's texts, call records, email, Facebook, anything that any way that anyone could possibly contact her husband. And it's not a whenever she feels like a thing. It's a daily job that she does while her husband's making coffee in the morning. She'll go through his voicemails.
She doesn't hide it.
She doesn't hide it. And so I don't know. That's why it's not snooping, because he knows and he does it in front of her. And I don't think there's anything wrong with... I don't know, man. This is a tricky one.
505-338-3700.
What do you think? Is it weird? Is it cool? We want to know. Or, of course, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got the latest from the daylights for you now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Happy Friday the 13th.
It is. It is Friday the 13th.
It is. Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Sup. You are busy. You can't do two things at once this morning.
No, it's so
because you're tired.
Weird. Yeah.
Welcome to man's world.
To man's world?
Yes, because we can't do that ever. So... Please,
I'm gonna
try
and type right now.
Yeah, typing and talking.
I've lost my train of thought. It's cool.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a wife who has made it her daily life, her job, to ensure her marriage is safe and secure, which all wives should do. The way she's going about it, though, is a little interesting. Maybe excessive, you would say, Mitch?
Yeah,
as a wife,
I would say excessive. Yes.
Okay. She, by breakfast time, she has checked her husband's call log. She's checked her husband's texts, emails, Facebook account. And, she does that every single day. She just makes sure she constantly goes through everything. And she says, it's not that I don't trust my husband. It's that I don't trust other people. Mm-hmm. And so, the question is that acceptable? Is that normal? Or, some a little off by that? Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
This is Nathaniel Martinez.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Hey, I just want to say, I think this lady is, like, insecure.
Yeah.
Insecure of herself, either because she's ugly or because her husband is good looking.
Well, so, that's funny, because she wrote an article before that has nothing to do with this about how she thinks that everyone's just jealous of her because she's so pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I had a situation like that, like, similar, like, me and my wife, she's pretty, though, and everything. And she said, well, I get jealous because, you know, you're kind of like good-looking guy and you go to a lot of places and I'm jealous. I'm secure that you're going to see somebody else and maybe you're going to like her. And I'm like, well, I don't think so because, I love you. You're my wife and everything, and that's why I married you.
Yeah.
So I think that this lady is probably going through the same kind of situation right there.
Huh. Hmm. All right. Thanks
All
for
right,
the call,
guys.
Man.
Made it.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yeah. Are we talking about the girl that goes through the man's text all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I find it strange to a point, but not to an extreme point. Only because I can see how she worries about his and her marriage.
Right.
At the same time, I was married at one point myself. And a lot of our problems with our marriage came upon because before I was married to her, I was previously engaged with a girl named Emily. And I also had a friend named Emily. We were both very friendly, but just in a friend's perspective, you know?
Uh-huh.
And one day she messaged me and she's like, oh, I hope you're having a good day, you know, hope everything's going so well and all that. And my wife, actually... I'm very open with her. I'll let her look through my phone. I'll let her look through my Facebook, everything. And she looked through that and found a message from a girl named Emily. And, of course, the first thing that popped up in her mind was that it was the girl that I was physically engaged with. And, oh, my God, I had such a hard time explaining to her that it was not the same Emily.
Right.
And it brought so many marriage problems upon us. And, you know... a lot of misunderstandings can come upon them doing that thing, but at the same time, I understand how it's her trying to protect their marriage and seeing that everything's okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it could also lead to a lot of misunderstandings.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Well, thank you.
So my wife and I, we have read many of books.
Yeah.
Because it's what you do when you're married, apparently. You just read a lot of books. Now, there's one that we love that we were recommended years ago, and it's on the shelf. In fact, it's one I highly recommend to couples when they're talking about marriage and getting married. And it's called His Needs, Her Needs, or How to Affair-Proof Your Marriage. And it talks about the needs of man and the needs of the woman. And one of the big needs of a woman is security.
Right.
Like, they need to feel safe. They need to feel secure. They need to feel loved. They need, you know, all these different things. And so part of it for me, and maybe this is why I'm not necessarily siding with the woman, but I kind of feel like if that's what she needs for to feel secure, I don't know. I'm struggling with this one, to be honest. That would be Wolves at the Gate. And that was awesome. Good morning.
They sounded like wolves.
At the gate.
At a gate.
At a gate? At the gates of hell?
I didn't know if that was the gate, so I wasn't going to say that.
Oh.
I wasn't sure.
Okay.
But wolves at a gate.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning. Hello.
Static Radio. Welcome. It's just before 7 o'clock now, and we've been talking about this woman who...
may be a little crazy.
I was going to say, who's made it her life's work to protect her marriage, Mitch.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, she's crazy.
That's what I was going to say.
Because we're on...
I think it's noble.
Oh, do you?
I think it's honorable. No, I don't know. This wife has taken it upon herself to not just ensure that her marriage is safe, but that no one ever contacts her husband ever.
Ever. Pretty much.
I mean, I wouldn't. If I were a friend, I wouldn't want to call that dude.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to get the random call from the wife like, hey, who's this?
Who's this?
Dude, it's Steve-O. Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm just doing the daily check on my husband's phone, going through his phone numbers. So, what'd you guys talk about? Oh, I gotta go.
Yeah. so, nothing.
Yeah. This wife, she checks texts every day, emails, voicemails.
She says if there's any numbers she doesn't recognize, she'll just ring them up and see exactly who it is. And she said it's always a supplier or customer. She said her husband's a carpenter, but checking puts her mind at rest. And she goes on to say, as the number of texts that she's received from her husband during the 5 years they've been together, so I guess they've been together for 5 years, they can be counted on one hand. And so she says it's pretty unlikely that he'll be sending texts to anyone else. But even so, that doesn't prevent her to see if he's the recipient of any.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't feel okay about it.
She's going to be happy with something that Facebook is doing to eliminate stalking, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Let's get some updates.
You can get your thoughts in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. The article is there as well, so you can read it. Amanda on Facebook says that maybe it's just intuition, unless it's an everyday thing, which it is for her.
Right.
This woman, she's admitted it. It is an everyday thing that they're together anyway.
There's three Amanda comments in a row.
I know, but
it was confusing. I'm like, no, she didn't. She said there's a difference between, different Amanda.
Different Amanda. Thomas says there should not be anything a husband and wife should not share or need to hide.
Right.
But there is no reason to look through it. If you're worried, you should talk to your spouse about it and start to guard your own heart even more and pray.
Yeah.
So, yes, agreed. Mandy says Amanda, whatever you want to. I call her Mandy.
That's fine. Call her whatever
That's
you
okay.
want.
That's okay. There is a difference between guarding your husband and marriage by asking occasional questions or even bringing up specific worries. My husband and I have given each other permission to check each other's phones and browser histories, which has helped us to trust each other more. But I don't feel any need to constantly be looking over his shoulder. That only proves distrust.
Right.
So true.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Well, all of you who say that, it's unnecessary, it's weird, you're not going to like this. Facebook has decided that, there are some creepsters out there. Facebook
about
stalking.
Time, Facebook.
Have you heard about Facebook stalking? Do you know what Facebook stalking is?
Yeah, but when I Facebook stalk, I usually tell that person, like, dude, I was totally stalking your photos the other day, and
what?
I saw this.
You can't tell somebody you're stalking their photos.
Well, I'm usually not stalking someone I don't know.
This is reason number seven why I don't have a Facebook, because I'm like, Facebook stalking. And then I started reading, and I'm like, this is kind of creepy. According to this article, one of the absolute joys of Facebook is the ability to anonymously stalk people.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Being able to check their photos. I guess that's why most people have Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Because you can constantly check other people's photos and go, oh, that's what they're up to these days.
Wow, their life is so great.
Cool, I don't really want to have communication with you. I just wanted to see your photos.
Yeah.
Little creepy.
Little.
So, yesterday, Facebook took the first step toward ruining the glory of stealth stalking on Facebook. Whenever you visit a Facebook group, as of yesterday, like your bowling team or a party announcement or whatever, you can actually see a list of everyone who has been to that post of the group. So you'll be able to see anybody who's checked that page.
You know, and I think that will work because here at my church at Calvary, we have Planning Center, which
yeah.
is for music online. And you can check to see everyone who's looked at that music and downloaded it and printed
that's
it.
Good.
And so I always feel weird because it's like my name three times in a row because I'll print it and then I'll lose it and then I'll view it again and then I'll print it and then I'll lose it. And I just keep doing it. I'm like, crap, everyone
yeah.
thinks I'm just looking at this song.
Yeah, well, that's exactly why they did it,
except
though.
On Facebook.
Facebook says it's useful because, quote, for example, if you're in a soccer group and you post a new practice time, you can see who got and didn't get the updated time. So then you can contact them directly. They haven't announced any more features like this, for example, showing you a list of who clicked on your new photo album.
Ooh.
But they may be heading in that direction, Facebook says. So, Facebook trying to eliminate photo stalking.
Facebook stalking.
Which, so now you're just going to have to stalk on Instagram.
I don't know if that'll eliminate it, but I think, wouldn't you think that's like, almost, remember we talked about it a while ago, it's like getting a like on Facebook, like, oh, so-and-so is looking at my picture? Wouldn't that be like almost a
like?
Like a like?
Like a like. I think it's kind of creepy,
yeah.
personally.
Yeah, I don't have a Facebook, so I don't have to worry about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good, but yeah, I think it's kind of weird, to be completely honest.
Unless we're like on a static Facebook, and we're like, who is this person? We go to their page. Would that show?
Maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not Facebook.
I know.
Anyways. Facebook stalking, wife stalking. You can read the story at facebook.com/mystaticradio, and we'll know if you read it or not. Actually, not yet.
Well, not yet, but we do know that 308 people saw this post.
That's kind of weird, right?
I don't know what that is.
That means 308 people have seen it because they jumped on their Facebook, and those are people who have liked us who have seen the article.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're already taking steps towards that
yeah.
that direction.
They're
so
there.
Is that weird? Do you like that or do you not like that? Would you want to know everyone who has ever checked your photo page? That's an interesting one. Facebook stalking. Acceptable? It could be going away.
Yeah.
Do you want to know? That'd be kind of weird.
I would feel weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel creeped out and I would never.
I'm thinking about it and I'm like,
go
nope.
check anyone's anything ever.
Nope, I don't need
friends.
To know about you.
So, yeah. Anyways. All right. We got some general ghosts for you now. The song's called Give Me to the Waves Now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's road construction. Right lane is closed on Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana, as well as median work on Central between Eubank and Elizabeth. Double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo, and construction work at San Antonio in Wyoming. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. 338-3669, the phone number. That's 338-3669.
Just don't call now.
Yeah.
Because we are. And we hold precedence.
Hey, you're calling Solomon's Porch. This is Aaron.
Hey,
Aaron.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
We can't complain.
Okay.
I mean, I guess we could.
But we're not going to.
She does all the time.
If you want to, it's all good.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well,
thank you for being understanding.
I wish people would use better cell phone etiquette when they're in public and hanging out with people.
Are you complaining?
I kind of am. You said I could complain if I wanted to.
I'm down. It's all good.
In fact, according to a recent survey, 92% of all adults wish other people practice better mobile etiquette in public. How many people, when you're like working there, come up to order stuff and they're like on their cell phone and ordering drinks at the same time?
There's a good number. The regular cell phone isn't bad as the Bluetooth, because I can never figure out when they're talking to themselves when they're actually talking to me. So that one's the most awkward.
Yeah.
Definitely no Bluetooth, that one.
That's annoying.
That should be just be a no-no in general.
Exactly.
Like, unless you're in your car by yourself, take the stupid thing out of your ear.
Yeah.
No one cares that you look like you're from Star Trek.
Exactly. It's futuristic and all that's down, but can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed.
Can I have the giantest sized iced Americano ever?
For sure.
Word.
Anything else?
Yeah, you're for this? I'm going to get an iced pink tea lemonade thingy.
That's a good one right there.
Unsweetened, if possible.
Sure.
And a grilled burrito.
Okay. Any particular kind?
No.
All right.
Unless there's one that doesn't have eggs, I'll take that one.
I doubt they have that.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out.
Thank you.
All righty.
That's called The Lady, by the way. We named it with Ian this week.
Yeah, it's called The Lady.
The lady is the random burrito, or?
The eggless burrito.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because right. Mitch doesn't
it's
like
coming
eggs.
Back now. I got you.
Yeah.
It's all coming back.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
See you all in a few.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Solomon's Porch 4001, Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvin Campus. It's true.
It's very true.
There's a burrito named after you.
Yeah.
The lady.
The lady, because
you're a lady.
I'm a lady.
And we didn't want to call it the Mitch.
I know.
I don't know.
I mean, we could have. It just would have been lame.
The lady's cool.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
All right. Yeah, we talked about this with Aaron, actually, from Solomon's Porch just now. And I was reading an article. And let's be honest, cell phone etiquette kind of sucks these days. Most people, no, that's not what I wanted to do. Most people, you know, just kind of. Suck at cell phone usage in public.
People can't seem to multitask.
No. Girl on the treadmill next to you at the gym gets a call, and all of a sudden it's like, then you learn more about her than you've probably ever wanted to know in your entire life.
Yeah, but I was talking about multitasking.
Ah.
Okay.
What about the guy like at work who's playing Angry Birds with the volume all the way up, and you're like, bro. There's a mute button.
Oh, wait.
Or pop in headphones.
Headphones would work, yeah.
Or the texting zombie on the sidewalk walking around that inevitably is going to run into you.
That's funny.
These are all conditions of people, at least according to USA Today. And unfortunately, it's an epidemic.
Are we all sick? Do we all have it?
Well, 9 out of 10 Americans say yes. 92%, according to the survey. Intel did a mobile etiquette survey. 92% of adults in the U.S. wish others participated in better mobile etiquette in public.
Do you think this will be a problem in like 20 years when we've all had phones for a while?
And they're implanted into our ear and we just click it?
Yeah, well, that can't happen because we still have to text.
Well, I mean, to answer it.
Oh,
it'll
to answer.
Just be embedded into you.
Well, that's fine.
Like they do on Fringe. Have you ever seen that show, Fringe?
No, I've
In the never other seen universe, it. They have these like earring things, and then it's like basically like, sup?
Yeah.
It's like the CIA, except it's like everybody, and they can always constantly get a hold of you. Huh?
I like that.
I like that too. So, cell phone etiquette. Are you a smartphone zombie is the question.
Are you?
No.
That's funny.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio?
Because there's some things that...
You're about to sabotage the show, aren't you? You're about to take over.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just really upset that you would bring this up.
Why?
Because this is you. This is you. Like, you're trying to call out people, but it's you specifically. Like,
they did
this survey because they're like, that dude never pays attention to anyone when he's on his phone. And... There's been times where I'm like, oh, I found this cool story, and I'll proceed to tell you about it, and you won't respond, so I know you didn't hear me. But then Stever will come and be like, found this cool story. You're like, what? No way. I'm like, and I said that 10 minutes ago.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. You're going to have to repeat the first part of what you just said. I was updating my Twitter.
See?
I'm just kidding. This is true. I will admit that I do enjoy Instagram, and now because of you guys, Twitter. I'll check my Twitter.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah. Well,
every 7 seconds.
But even when you're texting people, like you're out, like you are no longer here. It's like,
but you need eye contact with me.
I know.
If I'm texting someone, you can't just start talking to me in the background and assume I'm paying attention.
Why not?
Because I'm not paying attention.
Okay. So, right. So when I have something important to say, like the radio station just blew up.
Hey, how quickly did I get back to you when you texted me, though, that the station was off the air? Like instantaneous.
Well, sort of.
So here's what you do from now
on. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. I was listening to the new POD record.
Yeah.
So
here's what you do. I've got an answer for you, okay, to help you at work.
Okay.
If I'm in my office and you're trying to tell me about a story or something that we're supposed to be doing for the morning show, text me.
Okay.
Because then I'll look down and I'll get the text and I'll go, oh, cool. And then I'll text you back.
Okay.
Or I'll turn around.
Okay.
And then
I don't think you will, because you're like, okay, you have my attention. You're looking into my eyes.
Uh-huh.
We're making eye contact.
Uh-huh.
And then you're gone.
And then I'm gone. Because 7 seconds later, I'll get a text or I'll something, and yeah.
So all of this to say, you are a smartphone zombie.
I am a smartphone zombie, unfortunately. And I do recognize it. I need to give more attention to the people in front of me. In fact, because of that, I found a list of the 10 commandments for digital manner usage.
Who wrote them?
Okay. This is from USA Today.
Okay.
Under the tech section.
Okay.
All right. Number one, you shall give top priority to those who you are with.
Huh.
Listen intently when you're with your friends, family members, and coworkers. When you constantly check messages, you send the message that other people and things are more important to you than the conversation in front of you. Will you get off your cell phone? I'm trying to do the 10 commandments of digital manners.
They just didn't seem that interesting. So
Touche, I get it. Put your phone down. Two. Man, these are impossible for me. Thou shalt not be distracted. For safety's sake, don't text or engage in voice calls while driving. For the same reason, don't let texting or voice calls distract you while talking in busy public spaces. Now, I will say this. I can't stand it when we're like at the grocery store or at a restaurant. If we're in public, I can't.
I walk outside.
The phone.
I would pace and like walk in a circle outside.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do
far
it.
Far away from everybody.
Because it's rude, and then you're like, you're trying to pay for something, or you're like, I don't care if you're at Starbucks and you're going to order a coffee. This is what I hate. I'm talking about, yeah, totally.
Did you want to talk coffee with that?
Okay. Hey, man, hold on just a second. Can I just get an Americano?
An Americano,
so anyway,
okay.
So, man.
Did you want room for the
cream? This Friday?
Did you?
Hold on just a sec. Hold on just a sec. No, no room for cream or anything. Just an Americano. Okay. So,
what about any about syrups? Friday. Would you like any syrup with that?
Well, I got to work
in your Americano.
I got to work to like 3-ish.
Syrup
so,
in your sir. Hey, would you
I'm
like?
Sorry. Hold on, just a second.
Would you like some syrup in your Americano?
No. I just want an Americano. Just a tall Americano, please.
Okay.
So, yeah, I could probably make it there about 7:00.
We do have pastries on sale. They're half off right now, just because.
I'm sorry. This person is trying to hold on. This person is trying to
get
talk to me.
Get off the phone.
Yeah, exactly. I can't stand that.
Ugh.
And it happens regularly. And it's the you can't hang up and call them back. You're just like constantly back and forth talking, and it is so rude. So I will say that I'm not guilty of that one, at least.
I'm not guilty.
I can't do that.
I'm not guilty of that one either, because I've been on the other side where what I was doing is exactly what I did to the people on the phone. So I usually don't offer this to anyone ever, but would you like some syrup in your drink? You know, 15 pumps, as many pumps as you want.
Yeah. Which is funny, because why is it that we don't want to be rude? And this is me. I don't want to be rude to the person I don't know at the checkout line, but I can totally do that to my friends who I'm with or at work.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they know me. They're used to it. Man,
yeah.
This conversation on the phone with another friend is more important.
No.
Yeah. So, two, don't be distracted for safety's sake. Don't engage in these while you're walking, because mishaps can become a serious problem. Number three, stop shouting. There is no need for it. It's okay to have a call when you're on the street, but try to keep your voice down. Yeah, like when you're in the grocery store and then you have the girl behind you. He's like, I know, right? I know. I can't believe it either. I know. She's so stupid. I'm serious. And they're like barking.
Was that
in
the
public?
Zombie?
This is ridiculous. That's barking. That's exactly what they're doing. You don't need to shout. It's okay. It's a cell phone. And if you have to shout, you need a new phone, bro. Okay? It's one of those things like when you find out somebody is like hearing impaired and you immediately start like
talking
screaming
louder
at them.
Nope, they still can't hear you.
It's like, oh, dude, it's not going to work. Get a new cell phone. So the question is, are you a zombie? I'm going to go through these quickly. Number four, thou shalt not make private matters public. That seems pretty simple.
Yeah.
No having deep, gnarly conversations with your accountability partner at line at Starbucks.
No, that's okay? Awkward.
Nobody wants to know about the deep, dark sins in your life, except maybe, yes, your accountability partner and or your significant other.
Yes.
But not when you're in line at Starbucks.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Do unto others as briefly as possible. Remember, you have a captive, unsympathetic audience. And when you're in a carpool or using public transportation, only take a call if it's essential. And when you absolutely must talk, keep the call short. Mm. See? I try and keep calls short. I do. Number six.
We went over this yesterday.
Number six. Learn how to turn that thing completely off as soon as you get out of the box. Seriously. Do not have it on when you're in church, a restaurant, library, movie, concert, at a play, even in a meeting. Turn your stupid cell phone off.
You know,
I don't silence mine. I turn it off when I go to the movies. Seriously.
Well, they make such a big deal out of it now, which is great, because when I took my mom to the first movie that she'd been to in a few years, she had a cell phone.
Yeah.
It went off and she answered it.
No! Well, see, that's the next one. Thou shalt not cause light pollution. If you're in a darkened environment, if you're on a train at night, if you're on an airplane at night.
A train?
Why not?
I've never been on a train.
The Road Runner, dude. Come on.
Oh, okay, of course.
Okay? Especially in a movie theater, because you're watching a movie and then the screen lights up like three rows in front of you and illuminates three people around you because you're texting during the movie. Get off your phone!
Okay, so here's what I do. This is what I've taken to doing. I don't turn off my phone in the movie, but I do put it on vibrate.
Yeah.
And well, my phone's always on vibrate. But also, I will go into my settings and turn the brightness all the way down.
Yeah.
So I just make sure I do that.
See? Or you can turn it off. I'm just saying, turn it off.
Okay.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Number nine, share only with permission. Sharing pictures of current locations is a great way to update friends and family members. Don't take photos of strangers, however, without permission.
I may be guilty of that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And number 10, exercise good taste. Keep the content on your screen at a general audience's level. Keep it G, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I hate that when you're somewhere. I'm like at the grocery store with my kids and dude's bumping like a YouTube video of like booty girls. And no, okay? I will take your phone and step on it.
Throw it on the ground.
I really will. Yeah, that's right. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Sup, Matthew?
Hey, Steve-O. Today is one of my best friend's birthdays.
Well, happy birthday, one of your best friends.
His name is Fernando Martinez, and tomorrow, actually, his birthday is Sunday, but he's turning 13.
Wow, dude. It's a big day.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big day.
Yeah. Exactly the day I called in on the 14th, Steve-O. And I remember yawning. You were funny on that day still.
Matthew, you know what? I just have to say that your conversation right now couldn't have been more perfect considering the topic we are talking about right now. I love that you called and talked about something completely different. It makes my day.
Okay, how you doing, Mitch?
I'm good.
Hey, I missed your show yesterday. I was in Grants, New Mexico with my father.
Dude, please tell us more.
Oh, yeah, my dad goes stay out of town for Tri-State. His company works for some.
Yeah,
it was nice. I stayed at a Holiday Inn, had some good cinnamon rolls. Didn't inhale it by spoonful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to choke and die.
No, of course not.
Okay, well, Steve and Mitch, I'm going to talk to you guys later. I got to go do something.
All right.
Got to go
bye-bye.
Do something.
Later.
Bye.
What just- just happened?
I think he missed the show today, too. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about digital manners. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, Steve, this is Lance. How's it going?
What up, man? How you doing?
Good. Hey, I don't have, like, anything about what you're talking about, but my son Luke was wondering if you could play a song for him.
What is happening? What song does Luke want to hear?
He wants to hear the Chemicals by Love and Death.
Dude, can do, especially since he has one of the coolest names in the universe, because my six-year-old's name is Luke. So
yeah, he's 8 years old.
Right on. That is pretty awesome. We will definitely get that on, Lance.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh, bye.
So
this is proving everything we're talking about.
What is proper conversation etiquette? Because I'm pretty sure it's all broken now. I don't know what to do.
My nails. I need to repaint my nails right now.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was just saying.
We're talking about cell phones.
That's right.
I'm just going to play it. This is a request for Luke because he wanted to hear it, and that's awesome. Hey, if you'd like to chime in on the conversation that we're not talking about that we're trying to have, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. It's the latest from Love and Death, song called Chemicals. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch, now with 50% more estrogen.
Yoo-hoo, sleepyhead. Wakey-wakey, buzzy-clicky. Wake up! Wake up!
Mornings on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. 7:45 now, which means time for traffic.
Things are happening. Okay, it looks like... No.
You can do it.
Double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo, as well as construction work, San Antonio, Wyoming. Road construction, the right lane is closed on Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana. And median work, central between Eubank and Elizabeth. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. 338-3669, the phone number, that's 338-3669. And if you'd like to sponsor traffic, give us a call.
You can.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, for businesses.
Yeah, there you go. studio@mystaticradio.com is the email. Or since I said call, how about 344-9146?
Ask for Darren.
Yeah. And speaking of calls, we were talking about daily digital etiquette. According to a new survey, 92% of adults say that people practice terrible cell phone etiquette.
You did a pretty good job on the way over to SoPo.
Thank you.
You were only on your phone down the hall.
I really was. And then once we got to the door, I said, nope, I'm going to stay off my phone completely.
Yeah.
And I didn't get back on my phone.
You didn't. Well, did it hurt?
Kind of. A little bit. A little bit.
Means you had to talk to me on the way over to SoPo.
I did. That means I didn't get to check Instagram or my email or Twitter.
Now you don't know what's going on.
Text anybody. I don't know what's I don't know what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Because I haven't checked Twitter in 17 seconds.
17?
So I don't know what Nathan Fillion's doing right now.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, usually, really, let's be honest.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of Twitter? Static.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hello.
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing well. Just on my way to work. I was wondering if I get a request in.
Yeah, man. What do you want to hear?
Disciple, God of Elijah.
Wow. Old school. We can get that on for you, man. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. We'll have to possibly get that on.
Okay.
Unless Thebes says otherwise.
No, Thebes doesn't say
He's
otherwise.
He's kind of the secret boss around here, let's be honest.
I know. He really is. I see texts from him on your phone.
You know. It's my boy.
Yeah, you know. Love taking care of us.
So, check it out. 9 out of 10 Americans basically say that others are the problem. That oversharing the details of your life in public, using gadgets, texting zombies, as they call it, and not paying attention to anything around you. So we had a top 10 list of the daily digital manners. One, give top priority to those you're with. Don't be distracted. Don't shout on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make private matters public. Do unto others as briefly as possible, which means remember you have a captive, unsympathetic audience. So when you're in a carpool or using public transportation, make a call if it's essential only.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to turn it off completely if you go to the movies.
I guess.
Or, yeah, yeah. Use headphones accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. No noise or light pollution in a movie theater. Stop texting.
Yeah.
Share only with permission.
Okay.
Yeah. And exercise good taste, please.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the top 10. Static.
This is Thebes.
Thebes.
So, yeah, we got rid of our iPhones.
Yeah.
I was about to read that, but it's okay. You can say it.
It's just amazing to see the people that are zombified on their phones.
It
really is ridiculous. And if you guys just leave your phones at home, you would see everybody that just is constantly in their phone. I went to all of our wives went out one time, and we all took the kids to somebody's house to watch a game or something like that, or play games, and let the kids run amok. And I was in the garage. I walked in the garage, and every single one of the guys, there were probably 10 of us, every single one of the guys was looking at his cell phone. And I did everything I could not to take a picture of it with my phone.
That's funny, because I have the same story. We totally had a game night, and everyone was on their phone playing Draw Something.
Right.
And it was an Instagram. That ended up being one of the Instagrams.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Anyway, we got rid of the phones, and we see how many people are just into their phones the whole time. The art of conversation is absolutely lost.
When you were in Albuquerque,
yes,
and we went to breakfast, did I get on my cell phone?
You didn't.
And yes!
I remembered that.
Woo!
I was just thinking that while you guys were talking about this. I was like, he didn't even get on his phone.
That makes me happy.
That was cool.
That stresses
that was
me
cool.
out.
And we didn't. It wasn't like a quick, like, hey, a quick 10-minute burrito, and all right, good to see you, gotta go.
It was like
a nice conversation. We got hang time.
Yeah, hour and a half. So hour and a half.
It's good. Yeah. Yes.
Well, then
you were. I'm actually pretty impressed. That
there
was,
it is. See,
cool.
See,
that's great. Good for you.
Oh, and I have a request.
Yes,
disciple. Well,
yes,
is it probably disciple?
Can you not play Disciples? that's my formal request.
Oh, we will definitely take that into consideration.
I'm sure you will.
Right
I'm
on.
Sure you will. Okay, guys.
Good to talk to
love
you, Thebes.
Guys.
Love you too,
talk
bro.
To you later.
All right.
All right.
I love that guy.
So in the UK, I'm not sure where, but I've seen pictures and read articles about it. They had to post padding around light poles because people were texting.
Stop it.
And they
right
run
now.
Into them.
That's what Nelvin said,
yeah,
right?
Nelvin on Facebook, he says, I'm a proud texting zombie, except for the one time I walked into a waist-high pole while texting, right into a not-so-nice place for foreign objects to hit forcefully.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he means. What does he mean?
His kneecap, dude. That
hurts. Yeah. Okay. Kneecap.
Like your kneecap?
Yeah. Or like your shin?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's exactly what he was talking
That's
about.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Are you a texting zombie or a phone zombie?
I admit it. I am.
Yeah.
I really am. Here's what needs to happen. I need to go back to that old... The old, like, crappy phones, you know?
Those were so cool.
Mm-mm.
The flip ones?
No, or just a little brick phone, because when I had that, I rarely, if ever, texted because I didn't know how to do it. Because it's you just got the 9 buttons, right? So it's like...
You didn't know how to do T9?
ABC.
No, you did not. ABC.
I don't know.
T9.
I was T9. That's the assumptive one. Right?
Where no, you can,
after
and then
a couple
you press
letters,
an arrow.
It assumes. Yeah, I know, but I don't use proper lingo.
4-6-4-6-4.
9 times. What is that?
Going.
Oh. Okay.
That's what that word is. It's going.
Okay. That's T9?
It's T9. It's because it's...
See, with the whole keypad, my thumbs are like magical. I can rock it like a champion. But once you get me down to the little 9 button system... I can't. I fall apart.
Oh, my gosh.
I fall apart.
Are you even real?
I become that guy who says, are you going to...
Like the letter 2?
Be at symbol. I turn into like a 12-year-old girl texting. I can't figure it out.
Oh, no.
It's the worst. Static.
Sure.
Hello.
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 Hey, you guys are, I really lost kind of reception, but you guys are talking about media and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird when you're driving down the road and then you hear a car bumping, right? And they're getting closer, and then they pull up next to you, and it's like super loud, crazy bass, and then there's two car seats in the back seat with kids in it.
Oh, no.
That's annoying.
No.
That is so weird. Like, I don't know what's going on in their minds, but it's like, really, like, really?
Yeah. Well, see, when I'm with my boys, though, we crank it. We really do.
That's funny.
They're 6 and 8, and it's usually like, dude, dad, throw on Blindside. Or the new POD this week came out, you know? So the new POD, that's all we were jamming.
But they don't.
But if you're bumping stock, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but if you got the big speakers in the trunk, right, and it's rattling, your car is, their license plate is all you hear rattling. And
dude, yeah, nothing like that.
Very true.
I'm not rocking like big ol', you know. I've got the factory speakers from Subaru, so I'm pretty sure I couldn't crank that out if I wanted to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was it, man. That was it.
Right on.
I love you guys.
I love you too. Bo Boy from Cruises. There it is. Have a good weekend. That's right. Yeah. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's here. We're just having a good time today and talking about cell phone etiquette. Are you a cell phone zombie? According to a recent study, USA Today says 92% of Americans wish others would use proper etiquette, which means we need to put down the cell phones.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, about your cell phone deal?
Yep.
I work in the oil field. That's the only reason I got mine. If not, CB radio is the only way to go.
CB radio.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Breaker 19. What's your handle?
Rubber duck.
What?
Rubber duck.
What is that? Yes. What's a handle?
A handle. It's your rubber duck here. You know, it's when you talk and you.
Your handle is like your name.
Yeah. It's like your handle.
Okay. Hey,
like
it's your Michelle.
Handle would be, hey, what's up? It's NSYNC 020888.
No! That's Fisher your handle. Of dudes?
Yes, that would be,
that would be
handle.
Your handle.
That's my handle, all right.
So, yeah, no more texting. Just go back to the old CB radios and maybe even the ham radio.
There you go. Thanks all for right. the call, man.
You're welcome.
All right. CB radio. Taking it old school.
Yep.
So we got to take a break.
Yeah.
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Welcome to Static Radio.
My mouth is on fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just ate a burrito.
Okay.
From Sopo.
Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, it's really hot green chili.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to apologize now.
Are you going
to
talk like this the whole time now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah. Their green chili?
It's hot.
It's got a kick.
Mm-hmm.
A little bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You gonna be all right?
Yeah, I'm good. This isn't a joke. I'm not faking this right now.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Should we? Do you want some milk?
I'm lactose intolerant.
Hey, don't yell at me. You're the one that ate a big old burrito with green chili in it.
It was amazing.
I was trying to be helpful.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
Milk helps.
In the end, that doesn't help.
This is true. In the end, does anything really help when it comes to food?
Does it even matter?
Are you quoting Linkin Park to me?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Chester Bennington.
Yeah, you know, do what I can. Scream and then sing a little. And then talk like this.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up?
Hanging out. And it's Friday. And we are gearing up for an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
A time of rest and relaxation.
Yeah.
Rich is not gearing up for a rest and relaxation.
No, he is not.
No. In studio now, from Velocity, welcome, Rich.
Mid-high.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would be mid-high. Mid-high. I always assume people know, but you're right.
Yeah, you know, people get vertical and velocity.
Vertical, velocity. Yeah.
Like, hey, how you doing in vertical? velocity.
If I ever started a ministry on campus here, it'd be called Ventricle. Because I'm getting back to the heart of the issues.
Oh. Jesus, you.
I'm just saying. It's all about the heart.
Yeah.
Vertical velocity, ventricle. That's my new Calvary ministry.
What age group is that? Or is that just for people who actually
27
care?
Year old.
27. Just 27.
Just 27.
Be there in a few years.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can't be part of it yet. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and to be a leader, you have to be 43.
Okay.
Minimum 43.
Okay.
Yeah. There's wisdom there. There's wisdom there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to answer a random phone call.
Go for it.
Static.
That's from
the No.
Steve, I got the birthday boy on the phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Buddy, go ahead and say hello.
Hey.
Steve and Mitch, this is my best friend, Fernando.
Wait, are you three-waying us?
Yes. Yep, his kid, he is turning 13.
On the 15th, I am.
Yeah, Sunday's his birthday, and you guys aren't on.
Uh-huh. Right on.
Yeah. Hey, well, I just wanted to call and say hi. He's never actually talked on the radio before.
Right. Wow. Dude, Matthew, thank you for not being awkward at all, ever. Thank you.
Okay, bye, Steve-O.
All right, man.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque. So rich.
He is a middle schooler.
He is a middle schooler.
Yes.
That's what you deal with all the time.
Yeah, you know what? And I love it.
God bless you. God bless you. That's amazing.
Oh, man. It's awesome.
So it is. Velocity is gearing up for their retreat. Is it a retreat? Would you call it a retreat?
I would call it a retreat. A camp retreat.
A camp retreat?
Yeah.
Getting ready to go to Lone Tree, pretty much the coolest place in the universe.
It really is, man.
I love Lone Tree, man. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there since I was in mid-high. So 27 years. Yeah.
That's a... Wow.
No, I'm not really. No.
I'm like... Why?
Yeah, I know. Why is 27 the number all of a sudden?
I know.
It ends in sevens.
Yeah, sevens.
Sevens.
My number's 17.
Yeah. Sevens.
Seven.
Seven.
That's cool.
When I was younger, I was seven.
Me too.
Well, yeah.
Well, you were. Always.
Oh, okay.
Well, it used to be four.
For a whole year, you really were.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Hey, it's not about you this morning.
That's right. It's all about Rich.
Man.
No, you know what? It's all about Jesus, guys.
Hey. Jesus Juke. Thank you. Good
You're
job.
Welcome.
Good
welcome.
Job. So, Velocity going off to Lone Tree. Mm-hmm. And the deadline is what?
Sunday.
Sunday is the deadline to get signed up for this bad boy.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be going out July 30th through August 3rd.
That's right.
Cost?
$375.
Okay.
But, you know,
covers everything.
Covers everything.
Yeah.
And I keep telling the kids this, although it's, 3 days away, Sunday, write a support letter. You know, we do that for mission trips all the time, and why is camp any different?
That means you only need to raise $125 a day to get $375.
There you go.
Mathematician! Bam.
Look at you. Look at you.
When you break it down like that, it doesn't freak you out so much.
It doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Just a little bit.
It doesn't.
Just a little bit?
Well.
A little bit?
No.
Nah.
Anyways.
No, that's good. That's a good point.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. So 3 days to get signed up for this, and... it's a life-changing experience, man.
It really is.
You make friends that you're going to keep for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. and it's always amazing to get out there away from the cell phones.
You guys are going
to
be
exactly away from the cell phones.
Yeah.
We've been talking cell phone etiquette all morning, and the whole zombie cell phone users. How many kids in mid-high rocking cell phones these days?
Oh, man. Pretty much all of them, man.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I didn't have a cell phone until I was almost 19.
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I got one when I was a freshman in high school. But
still.
Still.
Yeah. I don't even know how to think about it, because I get the idea of wanting to know where your kids are at all times, but on the flip side, it's like, man, I don't want my kid to have a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And we'll even be in service, and I'll see a kid on the phone, and I'm like, and I go over there, I'm like, what are you doing? Are you taking? Yo, I'm taking notes. I'm reading my, you know, following along in the Bible. It's the Bible apps.
Yeah, exactly. It's like throwing you off. Oh, you really are. Okay.
Yeah. Actually paying attention.
Keep doing that.
Yeah. Yes. Good job.
Sorry. Didn't mean to call you out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. But so this is an opportunity to get away from all that.
Exactly.
Because even if you have your cell phone, there's no reception.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly. Maybe for AT&T.
Yeah,
there is,
right.
But.
Dude, it's middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Lone Tree is an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been there, they've added a ton of cool things.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
give a tres leche, they call it.
What is that?
Three giant, milk?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, now we're talking about milk this morning. Yeah.
I mean, gracias, Mitch.
help out any
You're
way I can.
You're supposed to say de nada.
De nada.
What's that mean?
It's nothing.
Okay.
Literally.
It's nothing.
Literally, it means it's nothing, right?
It's nothing.
Or you're welcome.
But you're welcome.
Yeah.
But literally, it means it's nothing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But the tres leche is a giant swing with three people get on it, and they let you go. And you just go.
Are you strapped in?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
And they just raise you up, like, all the way, and they just let you go, and you just giant swing.
I want to go.
What in the world?
Oh, man.
That is not on this list of amazing things you're going to be doing.
But you know what? That's not even one of the best things. I think one of the best things, obviously, is the Bible teaching and the worship. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. We have extended worship. You're worshiping in front of this giant window in the worship building. And you can see the stars perfectly out there. It's amazing.
Dude, it's incredible. Mm. I love the Lone Tree, and I'm a fan of this idea, obviously. And you guys are going to be going out the 30th of July to August 3rd. Mm-hmm. The deadline to sign up is this Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
So
get them in. Get them in.
Absolutely. It's for all mid-high. Doesn't matter where you go to church. Doesn't matter, man, if you don't go to church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come, please, if you don't
absolutely.
Go to church.
Absolutely. You know, an incredible experience for youth. And so, parents, maybe you need a vacation. Maybe you want some time away from your chitlins. All you got to do, Lone Tree.
Exactly.
There it is.
Yeah. Camp is amazing.
Yeah, dude. And they can find out all the details at
velocityabq.org.
Okay.
And just go there, or even calvaryabq.org. Look under events, and it's all there.
There you go. And you're posting it all to our Facebook page.
Yep.
All right. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. And yeah, as Rich has been saying, it's pretty much the coolest experience in the world. It's a time to grow closer to each other. Man, you gain accountability there with friends. And most importantly, of course, grow that relationship with Christ. Cultivate it in a cool environment, man.
Exactly.
And have a blast doing it.
Absolutely.
I love Lone Tree. Absolutely. So, all right, man. VelocityABQ.org or, of course, our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Thanks for coming in.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Come in regularly.
You know what? I would love that.
All right.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
There it is. Rich from Velocity. There it is.
There it is.
Static. Yep. That's how I do.
That was purposeful.
Yep.
That was dramatic.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did that.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Long
did they
pause.
Forget? Ooh.
Dramatic effect. It's Steve-O and Mitch, 8:25 now on your Friday, which means time for one of my favorite conversations of the week.
Yeah.
Yours too, Mitch, I know.
It's everybody's favorite conversation.
I have to sit down and listen.
Let's just be honest about that.
You gonna get out of...
The geek in all of us rejoices when Friday rolls around.
Yeah. Are you going to get out a piece of paper?
No, I'm not going to take notes.
You're just going to pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
She's got mental notes. She's taking mental notes. It's all up here.
It's all up here.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm going to take notes.
Ask me anything.
Because I'm going to start asking harder and harder questions every week.
And why are you going to ask me questions?
It's Free Comics Friday, and every week we like to give away some free stuff that we have hanging out in the studio.
Courtesy of our friends over at Astro Zombies. Those guys are rad.
Yeah.
I got to meet them.
Yes, you did.
You know, they're
nice.
They're really cool guys, and yeah, I really appreciate how... We're having this conversation with some of my colleagues over at Hollywood Jesus, talking about, okay, how do we write as Christians, but write in such a way that appeals to non-Christians, mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to be very cognizant of that. And I just said, hey, you know what? I don't really worry about it. I just write. Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian. What I produce is going to have a biblical worldview. But you know what? If you write things well, I think it's going to appeal to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's one of the main reasons Astro Zombies is on board with the guide. They know we're Christians, mm-hmm. and they know that we spout a Christian worldview, but they like the fact that we write fair, objective, and insightful reviews.
Right.
And that's what matters to them. And yeah, it has a Christian spin on it, but they like the fact that they're just well-written, excellent reviews. And that's what I love the fact they say that, because it's just, you know, it's just encouraging to hear that, because that's what I try to do.
Right.
Well, I think if you want to reach said culture, You have to be willing to engage said culture. It's okay to be, quote unquote, a part of said culture. Yes, we are called to be set apart, but I think sometimes people become so set apart that the reasons you can't engage a culture is because you don't know how to talk to said culture because you have no clue.
I think people get so worked up about, oh, how do we engage the culture? And we get so wrapped up in that. And what I was, and that's what was happening with some of my colleagues over at Hollywood Jesus. And I told them, I was like, hey, I don't even think about it.
Right.
I just do what I do. If it appeals to them, great. If it doesn't, I'm sorry, I'm not going to change.
Right.
This is who I am. But I'm not going to like try and twist myself into this, am I appealing to the widest possible? Am I really engaging the culture? Could I be more relevant? Could I be more contemporary? I don't know. And then you get so freaked out about that, you lose sight of what you're supposed to be doing in the first place, which for me is writing, A, great reviews that, B, have a biblical worldview that hopefully will challenge and encourage people.
Right.
That's all I'm concerned about. Does
Absolutely.
It engage the culture? I don't know. Does it appeal to non-Christians? I don't know. Does it matter to me? Not really, so long as what I do is done in an excellent way. And as long as I can achieve that, whoever it appeals to, I'm fine with.
Well, and by engaging the culture, I don't mean like going out of your way to, quote-unquote, be in the culture and get the attention of the culture. What I mean by engaging the culture is literally, last night, you and I played Battlefield 3.
And we're going to have a game night coming up August 17th.
Exactly.
Just so but everyone knows.
That is being a part of the culture.
See, I don't even know if I think of that as being part of the culture. It's just doing what I like.
But that's culture.
And then I do it from a biblical worldview because that's who I am.
Right.
So I do what I like from the perspective of who I am. And whether that appeals or is okay with other people, I'm not so concerned about.
So maybe what I should say is, maybe being more conscious of the culture around you and less engaging of your subculture. Because no matter what, we as Christians, a lot of times, will be so caught up in our subculture. Because let's be honest, Christianity these days has become its own subculture where we have our own lingo and our own t-shirts. Of course, our own iPads now. We talked about it yesterday.
That's because it's profitable.
Exactly. But people don't look at it as, well, some people don't look at it as profitable. Some people just look at it as, this is my subculture, this is how I identify, this is who I am because I'm a Christian. So now I have the Christian t-shirt, I have the Christian music, I have the Christian iPad, and this is what I engage in. And some people would say, by us playing Battlefield 3, we are adapting or conforming to the culture because that's what the culture does, and that's a video game, and blah, 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 blah. That's just the culture.
Yeah.
Period. I think we need to get away from the subcultures of anything. And look at it from, and that's what you do.
Honestly, my focus is first and foremost, A, am I living an honorable life that brings glory to God?
Yeah.
Am I doing things that bring unity and edification to the people that read the things that I do? And am I staying true to biblical truth?
Mm-hmm.
And if I can accomplish all those things, so far as how much am I engaging the culture? Am I being relevant? All that. Okay, if that falls into place, great.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, as long as I'm adhering to the fact that, yeah, I'm representing my Lord and Savior well, that's my primary concern. That's really my only concern. And, yeah, all that other stuff plays into it, but really that's not what I'm concerned about. Which becomes tricky because people say, well, how can you say you're not concerned about it because you're doing it? And that's a whole debate for another time.
I was going
to
say.
And quite frankly, I had a lot of other stuff I wanted to cover.
I'm going to hit the Batman music and we'll move on. Because I agree. Because it's like, no, you're engaging the culture. We're having a game night.
Yeah,
that's engaging, quote unquote, the culture.
I know. We could go back and forth on that. And I truly see it differently from that. But here's what we should be talking about. Next week, Dark Knight Rises comes out. Now, here's some interesting things about the Dark Knight Rises. It's getting Oscar buzz. Have you heard about this?
No.
People are already talking about how there aren't a lot of early reviews out because Warner Brothers has been encouraging people to save those reviews until next week.
Right.
But there have been some screeners, and the buzz coming out of those screeners is Christopher Nolan needs to get nominated for Best Director for this movie. Second of all, this movie needs to get nominated for Best Picture this year.
Wow.
Now, here's the interesting
thing.
I don't know if I don't know if you remember this, but because The Dark Knight was not nominated for Best Picture, a lot of people were really upset about that. They thought that was unfair. Well, I don't know if you realize this or not, but the Academy expanded the Best Picture category so that more films could be included as a direct result of them basically saying, well, there wasn't enough room to include The Dark Knight. So now the Best Picture category can be anywhere from 5 to 10 pictures. And that
is too many.
I agree. But I think it's interesting that all that spun out of a result, not just fans, but people inside the industry saying, that was really a big snub for The Dark Knight not to be nominated, only because there's not enough room in the category.
I got to be honest, though.
I know how you feel about it. I know you like Batman Begins better.
I do, but more than that, the Academy, the Oscars in general,
true,
I don't care about because, true, and I'm going to anger a lot of people, I'm sure. I felt like giving Heath Ledger the Oscar was nothing more than a, hey, here you go, family. Sorry he died.
Yeah.
Here's his Oscar. Because I wouldn't say that he had the best performance of the year.
There was a big debate over would he have won it had he been alive.
I've always felt that way politically, though, about the Oscars because
it
it's Hollywood.
It is.
That's what they do. Hey, this year we are honoring Sidney Poitier as being a great actor. So because he's an African American,
the other award winners were
Halle Berry won. Denzel Washington won for Training Day that year.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal because I would say Denzel absolutely deserved it because that was an incredible performance.
Incredible,
it was out of character for him.
Yeah.
It was a gnarly performance and it was brilliant. But there was something to be said about that. And it seems like they do these things almost as if it's scripted because it's what's best. I mean, they're in the film industry.
Yeah.
They're in the entertainment industry. And I feel like sometimes it's for that very reason that the Oscars happen.
Well, if you look at how the Oscars went down last year, you know they're working hard to continue to try and pull in a larger audience for it. And being able to include big blockbusters like The Dark Knight Rises in the Best Picture category, of course, will help that. But anyway, so yeah, Oscar buzz surrounding it, and it's tracking to be the biggest 2D release of all time.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing about The Dark Knight Rises, no 3D premiums for it, meaning it's not screening in 3D. The Avengers did, which helped boost its numbers big time.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Rises is screening in IMAX, which again has some premiums to it, but there's not as many screens that can support the IMAX format.
True.
So when people are going to inevitably compare these things box office number-wise, that whole 3D aspect will be a big part of what the numbers look like for The Dark Knight Rises. So
I don't even know how you're like standing right now. We're a week away from the release of...
I was talking to someone about this yesterday. I was like, you know, I'm trying to be all professional and keep my expectations low, but here we are like 1 week away, and as you'll notice, I'm wearing my t-shirt, my hat, and my underwear. Well, you don't see my underwear. I'm starting to get really antsy, and you should see me at home. Like, here, I try to contain it a little bit more, but at home, my wife just is like, you're really getting antsy for this movie. It's like, why? What makes you say that? Because you're acting like you had 45 espressos.
Yeah.
But it's like next week!
I'm excited. I think I'm more excited for you. Because I haven't been amped.
It's like
about
how
it.
I felt for the Avengers. When I saw the Avengers, my first thought was like, man, I'm so amped for Steve-O. He's going to freak out over it. And again, when Spider-Man came out and it was so good, my first thought was, again, it's like, oh my gosh, Steve-O is going to freak out over this movie. I don't think I'll be thinking of you much when I see The Dark Knight Rises.
No.
I'm sorry. I love you. You're a great guy, but I'll probably be pretty much focused on, this is one of the greatest moments of my life, aside from getting saved and seeing my children born.
Yeah. You know, it's because they I don't know. I wasn't excited before. Maybe it was the Hines Ward trailer or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hines, he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, wide receiver.
Hines Ward, receiver.
So, yeah.
Number 86.
Yeah.
Yeah, all around good football player.
He's in the movie. He plays for Gotham.
Because they filmed it at Heinz Field.
He's in the movie?
Yeah, he's in the trailer.
They filmed it at the Pittsburgh Steelers stadium.
Yeah.
They actually had some actual Pittsburgh Steelers fans play as extras for the scene that takes place in a football stadium in Gotham City. It was pretty impressive because a lot of that scene was done with practical effects. They basically built another field on top of the current field and then blew the field on top up, and actual players fell into the holes that they were exploding. So it was pretty impressive special effects work. So anyway, Dark Knight Rises is coming out next week, and part of that influence is being felt this weekend. Only one major release this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's Ice Age, Continental Drift. I cannot believe that franchise has gone 4 movies.
I can't either. My kids really, really want to see it.
I'm starting to wonder, Do you remember when, like, animated movies didn't have numbers after them?
Right.
Like, whenever an animated movie came out, it was, like, something new.
Like the Iron Giant?
Yeah. And now it's like, and they just announced at Comic-Con, hey, guess what we got coming? Madagascar 4, Kung Fu Panda 3. I'm like, really?
There was a 2?
Kung Fu Panda 2? Yeah, it's actually
really
good.
Are you kidding me?
I've never seen it.
What?
Never seen it.
Oh, my gosh.
He's writing something down.
Okay, let's move on. So, anyway, yeah, we'll have our review of Ice Age Continental Drift up later this afternoon. Let you know if that fourth film is any good after going 4 rounds, which is shocking. I thought the first one was amusing.
Yeah.
And then I didn't care anymore.
I didn't see the other two. My kids love those movies.
Apparently is why they keep making them.
The squirrel thing that's always...
Scrat is pretty funny.
Scrat's in this one. Okay.
He's in all of them.
Yeah, I know, but
and
like...
he's often the best part.
Yeah,
from what I've heard.
I don't know. So, yeah.
A couple other things to cover. Interactive Nights taking place tonight over across Christian Fellowship.
That's right.
Their gaming ministry. I think they start about 5 p.m. over there. And they play various games. I don't know what their game for tonight is, but tournament style, chance to win some stuff. We're actually going to be joining them on August 10th. The guide will be out there on August 10th for Interactive Nights. So we're looking forward to that. I'll have a chance to share a little game-based Devo.
Nice!
Which is one of my favorite things in the world to do.
Man.
Aside from going to see The Dark Knight Rises. So to talk about type the Bible into those types of things. So that's going to be fun. August 10th will be there, but Interactive Nights happening tonight. Speaking of game nights, as we mentioned, Battlefield 3 coming up August 17th.
That's right, August 17th. We're going to be hanging out online. I think I already got a friend request yesterday from somebody who was amped about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the cool thing is they did an update for the game, and now you can rent servers. So basically what's going to happen is the guide's going to rent its own server. So we'll have our own server. We'll be able to set it up the way that our players want to set it up, and then we can all squad up together, and it'll just be us playing against each other. We'll have some cool prizes to give away from Astro Zombies.
Absolutely.
Including Batman Earth 1, which is going to be really, really cool to give that away. And we have some review copies of games that we've reviewed. They were sent to us by publishers that we're going to give away as well. So they're used games.
Yeah, we got video games. We got some CDs. We got some comic books.
We'll be giving away all kinds of stuff.
Team Yo versus Team Steve-O.
People are going to be hunting down my dog tags, I'm sure.
Yep.
Because Steve-O is going to put a bounty on me. And
I am.
Then we're going to have to call the NFL commissioner and have this whole investigation into the bounty scam.
Yeah.
Why was Yo's dog tags taken like every other turn?
And if you suck, it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm awful. We just like to have fun.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point. I want to encourage anyone
who wants...
We're not
hardcore gamers.
Right. And a lot of the people that play with... me and some of the other guys from the guide regularly, they're actually really cool guys. Like, I've learned, some of them are really good. I've learned from them. So they're willing to teach you. So, yeah, don't feel like, oh, I don't know how to play this game.
I'm awful at that game.
If you don't, this would be a great opportunity to play with some experienced players who will be willing to teach you the ropes and help you better at it. Yeah, you know, I like doing that. I love when some guys jump on like, hey, how do you do this? And like, okay, let me teach you some of the basics that I picked up from other players, so we'd be happy to help. So don't be intimidated. This isn't going to be like some hardcore gaming night where guys are just out to prove that they're the most awesome player in the world. This will be about having a whole lot of fun while we watch stuff explode, because let's face it, guys like that.
It's going to be a good
stuff
time.
Go boom. Yeah. We like.
August 17th, details, gameandmoviegaide.com for that, because, you know, you'll need our gamer tags, obviously.
Yeah, so we'll have more. We're going to post some more details on that as we get closer to that, so keep watching the guide. And speaking of watching the guide, you know, I want to encourage people to like us on Facebook, not because I have self-esteem issues, but because when you like us on Facebook, you'll be up to date when we post reviews, when we have news about game nights, when, you know, when we just do stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see that number get over 300. We're almost to our 100th episode of the guide. So it'd be cool if we got a bunch more people to like us on Facebook.
Cool.
And really, it just helps you to like us, because then you're up to date with everything that's going on.
Yeah, I love that. And if you love something, you should support it anyways. And so a simple like on Facebook, whether it's the guide or Static Radio in general, that's cool.
Yeah.
And plus, those likes, you don't think it does anything, but for a radio station, for a ministry, something like that, it actually does.
Numbers kind of matter, unfortunately.
They do kind of matter.
Unfortunately, they matter. So if you want to see, if you appreciate the resource that the guide is, one way you can do that is liking us on Facebook, which then, you know, when people ask, well, what's the validity of this? We can say, well, hey, there's, which I'll be honest, I've been asked. It's like, well, a lot of people use it, and that's what it's there for, to be used. So check that out. Oh, dude. Assassin's Creed 3 gameplay demo.
Yeah.
I just posted some footage.
Really?
With commentary from the creative director, Alex Hutchinson.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool. So that's all I'll say about that. People need to check that out.
Okay.
And then the final thing is, it's Free Comic Friday.
Yep.
Comic-Con going on out in San Diego.
Yep.
So I had a question for you, and then I think I have what we can kind of do. I know you want to, you know, quiz with Mitch, but I think I have another thing that we can do to get people to call in and win some free comic books. If you were at Comic-Con right now, what would you dress up as?
Who, me?
Yeah. What would be your ultimate costume?
Oh, man.
No restrictions. You could do whatever you wanted. What would you dress up as?
And I, like, I would have full...
Yeah.
Such a serious question.
It's such a good one, though.
It's a big question. Such a big question.
I love how you get, like, all serious. And,
well, the funny thing is, I know if I ever went, I would probably just wear a t-shirt and jeans. Like, I don't know that I'd ever get all dressed up.
You don't think you would dress up?
I don't know that I could. I don't know.
Really? I know what I would
do. I would feel uncomfortable because you're sitting in tights for, like, 9 hours, and I would want to be comfortable so that I could run around and do all the things I want to do.
Yeah, but it'd be so much cooler
I'd
to
probably,
do that in
I'd be wearing, like, a Spider-Man t-shirt.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed. I thought you'd, like, have some sort of, like, really obscure, super cool, nerdy, geeky thing. That and only a t-shirt? Really?
Steve-O,
I expected more from you, man.
One Halloween, I actually went as Symbiotic Spider-Man. That's the Black Spider-Man. Yeah, and I had the actual full-on costume.
Which was cool.
And it's tights.
Yeah.
And it bunches up, and it's uncomfortable, and you feel naked, and it's just weird.
You know,
I'll be honest. And after that, I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Sometimes it's about looking good and not about comfort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Comic-Con isn't about comfort. It's
what
about
would you go
looking
as?
Cool.
If you go as anything.
You know what? Here it is. If I could go as anything, this isn't like super like, wow, so creative and original, but I would be really amped to do this. After I saw that documentary on the 501st mm-hmm. on the Star Wars Blu-ray, I would totally want to go in like a fully decked out stormtrooper outfit.
Well, okay, if I had that kind of money, I would. That's
I just
I would
said.
Go
if you could do anything,
yeah,
I said anything.
Those cost thousands of dollars.
I know.
Thousands,
but how
Mitch.
Cool would it be to have
thousands.
Like one of the little
thousands is a stormtrooper? But I don't even know who the last person you were.
Have you seen like some of those guys have those microphones that actually mm-hmm. does a little static where they're like, mm-hmm. "All right, sir, keep on moving." Like that's I would. Freak out to be able to do that, and I would go to Comic-Con dressed up as like
I don't want to go as like Captain Rex then.
Captain
Rex,
dude, that'd be now you're.
But that's thousands of dollars.
I said if you could do anything, okay. What part of anything? This was hypothetical. If you could do anything,
all right,
well,
maybe,
I couldn't really afford this. No. This yeah. isn't a dream world. Obviously,
dream
neither
world
of us are going to be going
where
to Comic-Con
I have a gajillion
dress
dollars
up. Yeah.
To spend on worthless costumes. Like, yeah.
So anyway, I thought we could give away a few free comics for people who can come up with a truly creative idea for Comic-Con.
I like that.
Mine was not creative. So if you say, oh, go as a stormtrooper, we'd be like, no comic book for you. But if you can come up with like a truly creative, interesting, oh, I never would have thought of that, I think we should give away some free comic books for creative Comic-Con cosplay ideas.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And Mitch,
who'd you dress up as? If you could do anything, and you could go to Comic-Con dressed
as
anybody.
You mean in the alternate dream world where I know what the heck you guys are talking about?
Yes!
That one, okay.
Good, see how quickly she caught on to this idea of hypothetical situations?
And I have all the money in the world?
Yes!
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so proud of you for catching on so quickly.
I have no idea.
That is terrible. I'm not so proud of you anymore.
She would go as Vash the Stampede.
That's a boy.
Okay.
A human. Yeah, okay. I guess if I can be a 6-7 foot tall dude.
Because she pretends like she's
Vash.
Cooler and doesn't have any idea, and then I mention Trigun and she loses her mind because she's an anime junkie.
What? You know Trigun?
I love Trigun.
But you don't know
I
some
love
of the,
Trigun.
Wow.
See, look at that. She's got so amped. So
I'm
you can pretend like you're cooler, but you're not. You're really not. Wall scrolls.
Hey, we don't talk about that on air. We don't talk about that.
Yep.
Facebook.com/MyStatRadio. Really?
It's over.
You are such a closet geek.
That's right.
I'm
it's
not
Free Comics
you
Friday.
Anymore when you say, I don't know what you're talking about.
All the details at facebook.com/MyStatRadio.
GameAndMovieGuide.com if you want to check out a review of Ice Age later on today, or like us at Facebook, facebook.com/GameAndMovieGuide.
And there it is. We got to take a quick break, but if you want to win some free comics, get over to our Facebook page right now. And, of course, we'll have the quiz coming up momentarily. But there it is. Get them in. right now. Okay. If you have photos, love to see them.
Yes.
Dude, I almost want, I would love to see that. Yeah. If you have a photo, we'll probably just hook you up anyways.
Yeah, if you've actually done some cosplay and something and you post a photo, definitely get a free comic book.
I mean, absolutely.
How could you not do that over Comic-Con weekend? Come on.
I know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes.
That's us.
Good morning.
It is Friday, which means Free Comics Friday. Are you ready, Mitch?
I'm kind of nervous.
Why?
Honestly, because there are some times where I totally blanked out. Like, I zoned out.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. I don't know what happened in those moments. And I was afraid. I really am. I'm still afraid.
Not my fault.
I know. But
not my fault.
I usually would remember that I was supposed to be listening when I saw you move and start writing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I may have done that on purpose a few times to trick you.
Okay. Did you?
Maybe. So I was looking at our prize closet. Man, we still have like the latest Demon Hunter record.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of CDs to give away.
Mm-hmm.
We also have comics because it's Free Comics Friday.
We'll probably throw in a few CDs with that.
Yeah,
you
never know. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We had Yo in studio from GameAndMovieGuide.com talking about everything that they're doing over at the Guide. And if you want to win some free stuff, it's simple. Give us a call right now. 505-338-3700. The best part is you don't have to do anything. You just have to call in. And then Mitch here will get quizzed?
Yeah.
Schooled?
Ugh. You know, I don't know. It makes me nervous just because last week was kind of, was more difficult.
Yeah.
But the week before that, simple. I got it. I got it all. But last week.
That's true.
So you're making things more difficult.
But Brian, last week, I think Brian was
guy. I think it was Brian.
Called in and he helped you.
Yeah.
I think that's how you won.
Yeah, it was my lifeline.
Yeah.
No, he didn't help me because he said something and then it was wrong and I knew it was wrong.
There you go. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to score some free comics as well as, you know, possibly latest from Demon Hunter. We got a few CDs that we're going to be giving away as well.
Yeah.
So, Static.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys this morning?
Can't complain. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Just ate some great donuts, had some coffee. Now I'm ready for some free stuff.
Oh, I want donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go to the Rebel Donut. Your buddies at the Edge are all over there. Just waited in line for an hour for one.
Really?
Worth the wait.
Wow.
Really?
They have bacon on them. Bacon.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Time to play. Were you paying attention this morning when Yo was in here?
A little bit. I was eating my donuts.
Okay, you may be able to help out here because I think today's going to be a little tough.
Yeah.
Are you a comics fan?
I am.
Okay. All right, Mitch, are you ready?
Okay.
Who do we have on the phone?
My name is Erica.
Erica? All right, Erica. Hang out with us.
I just would like to apologize to you, Erica, first.
I'm going to start easy.
Okay.
We're talking about the new movie releasing this next Friday.
Okay.
The latest Batman flick.
Yeah.
Okay. It is co-owned. It's a co-owned property. Kind of like Marvel and, with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's Marvel and Sony Pictures.
Okay.
Who co-own the Spider-Man property.
Okay.
Who co-owns the Batman property?
DC.
And?
And, obviously, Warner Brothers.
Nice!
That was a guess.
That's one. That's the first one. She's doing well so far, Erica.
Uh-oh. I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. That was the easy one.
Oh,
okay.
No.
They're going to get harder. New movie releases today, actually. We talked a little bit about that. In fact, going to have a review up at GameAndMovieGuide.com for this one. You know what it is. What is it? That's not the question. What is it?
No, it's Ice Age.
Okay, good. Good. So the big question is this. My kids love these stupid movies.
Okay.
Who is their favorite character?
Scrat.
Wow. You didn't even have to like...
I've never seen any of those movies. You just said it and I was like, that sounds important. So I remembered it.
Okay, 2 for 2, Erica.
Okay.
You may need a helper with this last one though. Because it's going to get really, really tough.
Oh no.
It may not get tough.
Okay.
There was mention that, you know, this week is, in fact, Comic-Con.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Oh, no.
Comic-Con going down this week, and we were talking about animated films. What two animated films did they announce being released?
I zoned out. I have no idea.
Come on! They're both sequels.
Is... They're big movies.
Yeah, pretty big. In fact, one of them is in theaters right now, the latest sequel, and they're already working on another one.
Ice?
No.
Men.
I'm not not helping you. Not helping you. Erica.
Oh,
you may have to jump in here.
I don't know.
They announced a couple sequels.
I wasn't listening.
Final answer. Come on. Just guess. Pick two huge. Pick two huge animated properties. Just go, Mitch.
Animate, like movies?
Yeah, movies. Go ahead. Sequels. We talked about these.
Hold on. Hold on. It's going.
5 seconds.
No. You can't do that to me.
4 seconds. Gonna need an answer, Mitch. Erica is counting on you.
Madagascar.
And
there's also another one called...
It's a part three. You even said the name of this movie when we were talking like 10 minutes ago.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. There's a part two?
Oh! It is...
3 seconds!
Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yes! Oh, wow! You are so lucky I help you with all of these things.
Thank you.
Erica, hang on the line. Mitch scored you some free comic books and CDs. How's that?
Awesome. High five to both of you.
All right. Hang out. Good job, Mitch. You were actually paying attention.
Sort of.
Except you weren't, and I just totally helped you with everything.
Nuh-uh.
So there it is.
No, you did not. You helped me with...
Uh-huh.
No, not only on the third one.
Wow. All right, got the latest from Ethan Luck and the High Pressure System. It is Free Comics Friday. We'll be giving out more comics and CDs coming up, so keep it locked right here. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Happy Friday the 13th.
Hello.
We are in the home stretch of the week. And down to our last hour.
Nothing bad has happened today.
Nothing yet, anyways.
Yet.
There's still 45 minutes of show.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Actually, did you know that this is the third time this year that we've had a Friday the 13th?
Yeah, it's weird.
Crazy facts about Friday the 13th. I printed out a list.
Okay.
Some of the crazier ones. We'll talk about that in a minute. Static.
Hey, Steve, can I still win some free comics?
We gave them away, man.
All right. Well, thanks anyway.
Yeah, man.
But.
You seem so sad.
I know. I almost wanted to give him free comics.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Of course I did, because I'm kind-hearted.
What are you trying to say?
That you're not. Your soul is black. You have a black soul.
Hey, man.
You're messed up. You're mean.
It's pretty gnarly.
It's Friday the 13th. Today's your favorite day, isn't it?
People with black souls don't wear polyester, do they?
I'm sure they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't wear polyester, actually.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that.
Is that a quote?
No.
From something?
No.
Why? Why'd you say that?
Because normally when you think of that, you know.
Okay, got it.
It's the attire.
Yeah, the attire. Nope, yeah. This is just your soul.
No, okay.
It was messed up.
My soul wears black polyester pants.
Yeah. Gross.
They do.
I don't know. Hope not. I hope not.
13 facts about Friday the 13th. It is today. It is a creepy day. For some. Most don't care.
Yeah.
Special one for Friday the 13thers. There's three of them. January 13th, April 13th, and July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the freaky thing. The dates actually fall exactly 13 weeks apart.
Ooh.
Right?
That's weird.
Hasn't happened since 1984. If that scares you, you may have periscavidactriophobia.
I think
also
you
known
said
as
that wrong.
Frigatriskaidekaphobia.
Frigatriskaidekaphobia.
Yeah, thanks.
That's how you say it.
Those are scientific terms for the fear of Friday the 13th. Triskaidekaphobia is a fear of the number 13.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. It's actually still not clear when or why Friday the 13th became associated with bad luck. The association may be biblical given that the 13th guest at the Last Supper, Judas,
okay,
betrayed Jesus.
Maybe.
His crucifixion was the next day on Friday.
Okay. But we don't know if it was the 13th.
No, but the 13th, right? He was the 13th guest at the dinner because there was the 12 disciples plus Jesus. That means 13. There were 13 at the dinner.
Okay.
That's what this stupid paper says.
Well, okay. It sounds great. Sounds probable. Sounds like it's probably true.
Or 13, they say, possibly because a dozen is 12.
Okay.
Such a great round number. And then 13, blah. How many months are there in a year?
12.
Oh. How many days of Christmas are there?
12.
12 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 12 gods of Olympus. 12 labors of Hercules. 12 tribes of Israel. 12 apostles of Jesus.
So 13 is just bad number.
Lame.
What about 6?
What about 6?
Some people don't like the number 6.
Right.
So is that... Why isn't 6 like the 6
times
of Friday?
Times 2 is plus 1
is 13.
Man.
This is like the number 23. Wasn't that with like Jim Carrey or something?
Yeah. Never saw it.
Neither did I.
Never saw it.
But he went on a few shows and everything that he did, he was like, well, if you do this, 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 and this, all, it's 23.
Yeah. It's Friday the 13th. And for whatever reason, there is a fear because I'll tell you what, hotels, hospitals, they often skip the 13th floor. Even airports.
Do they skip the 13th room?
They omit gate 13.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. That. The next year in which we'll actually have three Friday the 13ths, 2015.
Ooh, so this year's been a little crazy.
Yeah. Check this out. If you think your Friday the 13th is likely to be bad, be stoked you aren't a 14th century Knight Templar.
Of course, why would I want to be that?
On October 13th, 1307, officers of King Philip IV of France raided the homes of thousands of crusade warriors, imprisoning them on charges of illegal activities. Though the charges weren't proven, more than 100 died of terrible torture, according to the tales of the Knights Templar.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fittingly, director of psychological thrillers Alfred Hitchcock, born on the 13th.
Oh.
Friday, August 13th, 1999, would have been his 100th birthday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Perhaps aptly titled Number 13, a film that was supposed to be Hitchcock's directorial debut, never made it past the first few scenes and was shut down due to financial problems. He allegedly said the film wasn't very interesting.
Well, that doesn't sound cool. I thought you were going to say, due to people dying on set, but no, financial problems.
No, yeah. But still, they could have been woes of the 13th.
It could have been.
I don't know. Fidel Castro, born on Friday the 13th.
Okay.
That sucks.
Yeah. But he's just ruining the day. Like, right. Or do you think that like set him up for his future?
I don't know. According to Thomas Gilovich, who chairs the development of psychology at Cornell University, our brains are actually almost too good at making associations. Therefore, if anything bad happens to you on Friday the 13th, the two will forever be associated in your mind, and all of those uneventful days in which the 13th fell on a Friday usually are ignored.
That's crazy. Are you superstitious? Yeah, like that one time I ate green beans on this day and I can't do that anymore. Like,
no.
It's bad luck.
I don't think I've ever stuck with something so much so and was like, this is an evil number or day because it means blah. That's actually a lie.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I just thought of one.
What do you do?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Number 10 on this list of 13 facts.
Oh, wow. Why would they do
Friday
that to us?
The 13th.
Can't even read it. Can't read the last one.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt is said to have avoided travel on the 13th day of any month. He would never host 13 guests at a meal.
Oh.
Napoleon and President Herbert Hoover were also phobia is called.
Mm-hmm.
They had that fear.
Okay.
Mark Twain once was the 13th guest at a dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
A friend warned him not to go because they said it was bad luck. Twain later told the friend they only had food for 12.
Oh.
That means it was a cursed dinner.
Obviously.
I don't know.
That's dumb.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Did you know that superstitious diners in Paris can actually hire a professional 14th guest? You can hire a guest so that you don't have 13.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's weird. I would love to make money off those people.
I gotta, yeah, me too. Seriously. I will go to dinner for if you pay me.
Stockbroker and author Thomas W. Lawson in his 1907 novel, Friday the 13th, wrote of a stockbroker's attempt to take down Wall Street on the unluckiest day of the month. Apparently, stockbrokers after this were as unlikely to buy or sell stocks on the 13th as they were to walk under a ladder. They wouldn't do it, at least according to a 1925 New York Times article.
Well,
the fear of the Friday the 13th actually can be serious business, according to Stress Management Center and Phobia Center in Asheville, North Carolina, which, among other things, offers therapy to help people overcome their fear of Friday the 13th.
That's so helpful.
Their estimates suggest hundreds of millions of dollars, up to $900 million, are lost due to people's fear of flying or doing business as usual on this day.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's terrible.
So for those with the fear, with the phobia, fear, dude, really? Really? A fear of this day?
No.
I'm actually excited for this day.
Why?
It's ladies' night. It's wives' night.
Okay.
So the wives go out and the husbands, usually they'll take care of the kiddos and hang out and do that.
Uh-huh.
And so I get to hang out with the bros.
Oh, okay.
The little bros.
Yeah.
That would be Jack and Luke, my children. So I'm like stoked.
Okay.
For bro night.
But that doesn't have little anything to do with the 13th.
Yeah, it does. Because it's Friday the 13th. It falls on this day.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a good time.
Okay.
I think people get caught up on the fear so much so that they almost invent their own things.
Yeah. Well, anything that goes wrong, like it was said in that, they automatically associate it with, oh, it must be that today's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they get in a car accident or something.
It's because it's Friday the 13th.
No, it's just because you were freaked out over Friday the 13th. So
or because somebody else sucked at driving and ran a light and hit you.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crazy.
We're going to talk about a woman, though, who believes she's cursed coming up here in just a few moments.
Yes.
And she's had some scary incidents recently.
Some near-death experiences.
Yeah. So, we'll talk about that coming up. Friday the 13th. What are your fears? Mm. Are you afraid? You have a fear of this day? I doubt it.
No.
Nothing to it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I am Wee for you right now. It's Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. All right, welcome to the show, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Almost done.
Almost, not quite.
Not quite, but not we are quite. Talking about, well, today.
Ooh.
Today is Friday the 13th, and we ran down the 13 facts of Friday the 13th. Some crazy ones, like the fact that there were three this year that fell 13 weeks apart, January 13th, April 13th, and July 13th.
It's a little creepy.
A little crazy. Still not clear why Friday the 13th is such a big deal. There's a ton of theories.
Yeah,
but
no one knows the original reason.
I don't know. Superstitions, there's lots of fears and phobias and superstitions. And those that don't have superstitions, like this woman here, didn't have a superstition until recently, starting to believe she may be cursed.
Yeah.
Maybe she robbed a bunch of gypsies or like built a house on an Indian burial ground.
Oh, see, that makes sense.
You know?
Obviously. That's
Isn't
probably
that how
why.
All horror movies start? You wrong like a crazy gypsy and then they like curse you?
Yeah.
Blah.
I've never. Nope.
I don't know. No?
No. Maybe the Indian burial ground.
Or built a home on an Indian burial ground and you didn't know.
Of course you didn't know. Why would you do that?
Oh, yeah, of course
you're
asking
for a scary movie.
But you don't know because America, they just built a subdivision over it.
Yeah.
Just, right over it.
Yeah, like didn't even matter.
And now zombies are walking in your living room.
There you go.
Well, maybe that's what happened because she says she seems or she feels like she may be dealing with the curse. 4 months ago, Amanda Shank of Arlington, Virginia beat cancer. Now, that doesn't sound like a curse. That's awesome.
That's so cool.
After a long battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma, she was declared cancer-free,
Woo.
Which was awesome. So she's stoked. She's been battling this like illness, thinks she's going to die. Boom, cancer-free. Woo, beat cancer. Well, Last Friday, she was visiting her mom in Annapolis, Maryland, and around 11 p.m., she was in bed when a massive storm raged on outside. She heard a crack, and suddenly a huge tree fell through the house into her bedroom.
That's terrible.
She says, just like her battle with cancer, she managed to escape the experience because she followed her instinct to run away. She said, right before the tree broke the roof, pieces of the ceiling and insulation fell on her, and she ran out of the way, and a huge tree fell right through to where she was sleeping, would have crushed her.
Yeah.
So now she's like, dude, really?
Why?
Maybe she saw Final Destination one too many times.
Maybe she saw all of them. So, all 11 of them.
So I highly doubt it's a curse. In fact, on the flip side of that, I actually think she may be blessed because she beat right. cancer. She's now cancer-free. A tree tried to crush her, and she got out of the way just in time.
So it's all in your outlook?
I guess it comes down to the outlook of things. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Static.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, Steve-O, so what's up for bros night, man? Is it a Friday 13 coincidence that both our wives and stuff are doing ladies night tonight?
Whoa! Maybe. Yeah.
And I'm stuck with the bros, too, Joshua and Luke, so.
There you go.
What
yeah.
do you do? What are you going to do, man?
You pretty much make it a movie night, right? Because nine times out of ten, like last night, my wife and I, you know, we're getting ready for dinner, and a lot of the times we're that family. We'll have the TV on because the Angels are playing or the NBA playoffs or football or whatever the season is. And so we're a sports family. So last night we settle in, and the first thing my wife says, can we do something not sports related tonight?
I kind of have to watch movies, but I got to be careful. Joshua just saw the Hulk, and now he's destroyed everything.
Right. Right.
He is the Hulk, you know, so. All right, guys, just freaking out on the similarities, you know, like
yeah, man.
The best day of July is in 5 days, you know that, right?
Actually, it's Monday.
No, it's Wednesday, bro. Yeah. It's my birthday on Wednesday, it's yours on Monday.
There you go, it's just the best week, the best week of the year. There we go.
July, baby.
All right, man.
All right, later.
505-338-3700, the phone number. And today being Friday the 13th, is it coincidence that crazy things are happening? Woo! I need like crazy music. I feel like I need like the creepy, let's see. Ooh, yeah, there you go.
There it is.
It's Friday the 13th.
So is this day not worth it unless we have like a near-death experience?
I don't know. Like this girl, Amanda, in Arlington. That's crazy. She beats cancer, and then a tree tries to kill her. So yeah. She thinks maybe death is after her.
That must be it.
It is at her doorstep. Actually, you know, the book of Genesis talked about
that. Or in her backyard.
That. Yeah, maybe, because the tree fell on her.
Yeah.
In Genesis, you know, it's talking about that. Like, hey, man, you misbehave, and the sin is crouching by your grave. It wants to devour you. But if you do well, will you not be lifted up? You know, he's talking to Cain, you know, and of course, Cain kills his bro.
Yes.
And not so much. Not so much. But he was cursed in another way, you know. He couldn't be touched.
Yeah.
He had to let him be. Let him go free. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's all a matter of the brain.
Yeah.
Matter of the mind. Like if you take this day into consideration as like a fear. Yeah. Like what Little Bit said, fear of Friday the 13th is really whatever. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. It's kind of a meh. Do you really believe it? I don't know. Are there superstitions? Sure. People can twist things and make it out to be whatever they want. Because like this woman who feels like maybe she's cursed because she beat cancer and survived a tree falling through her home. I'm more like, no. I'm pretty sure that's called being blessed and looks like you're being watched out for. You beat cancer.
You beat cancer and then you ran away from a tree that almost landed on you.
You ran away from a tree. How do you run away from a tree?
It's falling. Tree is falling.
You just simply leaf the situation. You see what I did there? You got okay.
There you go.
We're going to take a quick break. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
That's right. Listen to Big Voice Guy because he knows what he's talking about. Know what I'm saying? Steve-O and Mitch, and
we have chosen a winner.
Yes, we have. Talking about Comic-Con earlier.
Yes.
We thought we'd give it the morning. Hey, who has the coolest idea for a costume for Comic-Con? Winner gets something cool.
Yeah.
Joseph put a photo up, and that wins.
Yeah.
So. Wolverine, Boba Fett mashup. Nerds unite. That's the coolest thing in the universe. Joseph, if you're listening, send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com, and we'll hook you up with some free stuff.
Some free stuff.
That is the raddest costume ever.
So what part? Tell me. Okay. So this is Wolverine. No? What is this?
Well, yeah, the ear things.
Yeah, Wolverine. This is Wolverine.
Yeah. But, it's Wolverine because it's yellow and blue as well.
That's what I'm saying. He kind of just looks like you Wolverine to me.
Yeah, but that's Boba Fett's mask and patches. Or no, that's an X-Men patch, actually. But, like, everything else is... It's Wolverine's costume with the yellow and blue. And I'm not explaining this to you.
See, well, to me, this... I guess it looks like Wolverine from, like, the cartoons that I've watched. But usually, he just looks like Hugh Jackman, so...
But it's a Boba Fett mask painted yellow and black.
Cool. No, it really does look cool. What?
You are the ruiner of cool. Did you hear how I said ruin?
Say it again.
Ruiner of
cool. Ruiner. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're the ruiner of the word ruin. Ruin.
It's ruin.
No, it's not. Whatever.
Anyway, so thanks to Joseph for playing our little game of fun this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a...
And everyone else.
He's going to get a few somethings.
Few something.
Email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your Friday the 13th. I hope it's as amazingly awesome as every other normal day.
Yeah.
Because it's just a day.
It's just a day. You just chose to pay a little bit more attention to it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it. Ooh, I know what me and the boys are watching
this
tonight.
This movie! Like, that's a great idea.
Actually, that's a terrible
idea. No, it's a great idea.
We tried, and
really?
It's really... One, it's kind of scary. Two, it's... I'm going to be honest, and I'm sure I'm going to get phone calls or emails.
Oh, don't even say it. If it's anything like Courageous, don't say it.
No, it's just a little dated.
Oh, okay.
I get it. It's Ghostbusters. Dude, it's kind of dated.
Are you real?
A little boring. It's a lot of talking.
I really enjoyed it. Again,
my boys, they would be bored out of their minds.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so weird.
Besides, there's a million other great movies that they haven't seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll let them pick. But then 9 times out of 10, it's going to be like Lord of the Rings, and it's going to be 7 hours.
True.
Yeah.
That's why you have to pick, like, okay, Disney. Oh, they don't like Disney, do they?
No. Well, actually, that's not true. Their favorite movie, probably, of all time, The Lion King.
Oh,
I've seen
watch
it
that
147,000
yes.
times.
I love The Lion King.
I do, too. But I promise you, when you see it every day for 7 years,
it becomes
less your favorite movie, I promise. Static!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning!
How you doing?
Can't complain.
Good.
Good. Hey, on the Friday the 13th thing, I was thinking for the bros night, maybe you guys could do like a scavenger hunt.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Have you ever done that, actually?
A scavenger hunt?
Do you know what that is?
Well, yeah. It's where you hunt for scavenges.
Well, sort of, but no. we did it when we were in Brownies.
Oh, okay.
Like Girl Scouts. Okay, so what you do is like the head leader of the scavenger hunt makes a list of things, and normally it would just be random things. I don't know how the person determines what the list should be, but in this case, since the ladies are having a ladies' night, you guys should go and make a list. Somebody should make a list of the things that the ladies like.
Uh-huh.
Or like maybe things to bake cookies or ingredients to bake cookies. You know, just something weird. Like you come up with a theme. And then you give a list to, you split up in groups. And then you give a list. And of course you take your kids with you. And you get a list and you go door knocking in your neighborhood. And you say, we're doing a scavenger hunt. It's a Friday 13th thing. Here's the list of things we needed. Can you help?
Wow.
And yeah, it's really a fun thing. And it's not like you have to worry about the cops following you like the KGB game or anything like Billiam was saying, but it's really a fun thing. And then at the end of the night you come back and you see who all has what, and then obviously the winner is the one that has the most things on the list, but you know, you start at different areas of the neighborhood, whoever's house you're gonna be, you know, hanging chillaxing at. And that's how that works. And then it would be kind of neat because it is Friday the 13th. And I don't know why I thought of that. It was just like a random thought. And I wanted to call and share. And I think it would be fun if you guys did it. And if you do, let me know how it works out.
Yeah. So the Lion King it is, because that sounds exhausting. Talking about it has exhausted me. So, but thank you for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
All right.
Try watching Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, because that's so kid-friendly. When was the last time you watched that movie? Are you kidding me?
It's like 70,
fail.
Right?
Fail.
Love you.
Yeah.
Love you,
all
guys.
Right. Thanks. Amazing. On that, we're out.
We're out. I'm taking a few days off.
Okay.
Kay?
Me too.
Okay.
I'll see you in a few.
Yeah, see you in a few.
Okay, sweet.
Bye.